You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I think one thing that fans are frustrated with is the lack of definition, meaning, are you trying to win or are you trying to rebuild?
Mm-hmm.
And seemingly the Guardians bouncing between those two things over the last 4 years.
Yeah, no, it's maddening. And it's the type of thing, even like last year, like I was convinced for many parts of last year, and I'll still believe, even just having these conversations, that last year they just did things way too early on their schedule. Mm-hmm. Like they fell into it more than they were trying to accomplish what they accomplished. And then I thought this year was going to be another ramp up year. And then the year after was going to be the year that they really try to unload and try to get things done. And I think their timeline got a little warped there. And then they were stuck in this little in between where you have fans angry at the idea that you made it to the ALCS and had this team. And then you went the opposite direction.
Yeah. And I think like even the way they attacked this last offseason, I still continue to come back to Naylor and Jimenez probably should have gone. You were never re-signing Josh, and Jimenez is even worse this year in Toronto, surrounded by a lot better hitters. But the problem then comes, all right, who do you have on the way? And I think maybe this is what, like, I do think that the way they've built rosters at points has left room for a lot of arrogance. And that is something I do think is a real fair criticism specific to, like, I don't hate the idea of we want to have young spots for our young, we want to have spots for our young players to come up and give them a chance. That should be two spots. It shouldn't be five spots.
Yeah.
Or in this case, it felt like six spots this year.
Well, I mean, even in like 2016, for instance, I remember being at those World Series games and looking up, I remember writing articles even for the website about how the idea that it was J-Ram and it was Lindor's the only two that hit in that World Series. And they had other guys leading up to the World Series, obviously, but it's guys like Coco Crisp, for instance, you know, like guys like that, that just kind of gave you, and he did a good job in the World Series. I don't want to diminish him, but like that was the idea, is that you had to get guys like that to kind of pop up. And it felt like in that little stretch there, they kept finding guys to be able to fill in some of the holes and some of the blanks. And now we've just been on this run for a couple years now where it feels like offensively, they're not able to just kind of patchwork and piece it all together.
And I think that's where, like, I still don't. So, okay, in season, this roster is miles away. I mean, light years away from being where they need to be. But if you recalibrate this offseason, and I only come back to this name because, and I actually think he might be hurt at the moment, but I come back to this name of like an Austin Hayes on a 1 year, $6 million. If you had added two of those guys to this lineup, I think your problem is you're trying to put too many young guys in at the same time. And so they don't have the veteran presence around them to fall back on. So like the catch 22 is you probably should trade Santana because you might get more than he's worth. You probably should trade Class A because relievers are fungible assets and you can get a haul for them. But even then, like unless you go into free agency this next year, and again, it doesn't have to be like the 20 to 25. No one's expecting those guys. You didn't add a single bat in free agency of any sort of like could give you even platoon play, like Austin Hayes. And yet I still think, even if you trade Kwan and Klasse and then turn around, yeah, I think if you have one kid from one of those trades ready to make a difference, and you have DeLauder, and you sign one or two players, I still think you could be right back to where you want to be next year, even if you still might be a team that tops out in the ALCS.
Sometimes it just takes a little bit of luck on their side, too, and I feel like they've been incredibly unlucky in areas that, I want to bring up the Tigers, for instance, and we referenced earlier the idea that Torres was on the table for everyone, and Detroit got him, and now he's an all-star, he's a second baseman, he's done great, but part of the reason why the Tigers look so good, it's more than just Riley Green becoming an all-star now, and Parker Meadows having the season, and all these other things. It's more the idea that guys like they left for dead, Javi Baez, loaded contract, but they weren't ever going to play him again, and then they found him in a spot, in a situation where they just needed to at the start of the season, all-star. You know, like you need some of those type of breaks. And I feel like in the past, the Guardians were able to get those. And now it's been on like a 4 or 5 year stretch where the Guardians have just in every spot not been able to have something like that happen for them.
Well, but you have like an Oscar Gonzalez, and then he follows it up by completely disappearing.
Yes, right. Like a David Fry. David Fry makes the All-Star team and then just completely comes back down to earth.
So like, and honestly, the way I view the last four seasons is you overperformed in 2022, and then you regress to the mean the next year. Last year, you overperformed, especially given your health issues in your bullpen, especially given your offensive issues, and then you've regressed to the mean. I don't think there's a lot that tells me, whether you make trades at the deadline or not, that you can't regress back, a positive regression going forward.
I just think it's going to take a lot of different players than what we currently have. And maybe that's the excitement that you have to latch on to, right? You're done with, again, for this year, it is what it is. But next year, you have DeLauder, you have Brito, you have Kafis, you make some progressions with Bazana that maybe by June or July, he's up here and he's playing major league at-bats. And before you know it, I mean, that's four different guys that we've named. You can completely overhaul this offensive system and completely overhaul what exactly you have. It's just based off of what we've seen in the past couple of years, once these guys get here, they're not going to know any better than what the guys that we've seen in the past couple of years that have gotten up here know what to do anyway.
216-474-0092. What does the Guardians' future look like? I think that's another thing. Again, we're in the thickest part of the jungle here. You've lost 10 straight games. There's nothing more disheartening than a double-digit losing streak, especially when it feels like you were playing with a little bit of fire earlier in the season and maybe you weren't that good of a team to begin with. I still don't think the future is all that bleak. The immediate future, right now, today, what do we do over the next 90 games? Very bleak. But next year, if you do this right, and this is where I actually will fall back on Antonetti and Chernoff and say, I'm going to give you the chance to get this right. Because I think it is. I think it's well with respectability or beyond is well within the range here. I think the Tigers has people maybe feeling differently because the Tigers are so dominant this year. Okay, guys, there's still three wild card spots. There's still a lot of room to kind of grow into who you want to be. And oh, by the way, the Tigers ownership doesn't spend either. And that's probably going to be a 3 to 5 year window, even if they are dominant in this division.
Yeah, I'm not letting the division scare me in any sort of way. Although, obviously, I like the Royals with Witt and Caglione. I like what they're developing over there. I really do. Twins are what they are. I'm not letting that dictate anything. It's more about whether or not we get all these supposed to be really talented hitters. I mean, you're a farm system guy. Isn't like 9 out of the top 10 all hitters offensively for the Guardians? Yep. I mean, like they loaded up in that area, and the ones we've been getting up here in the past couple years haven't been anything more than slightly better than AAA players.
It would be great if some of those kids could just stay healthy for the love of God, especially the kids at Lake County. Like, God, do we need these kids just to keep playing?
I mean, like, that's the thing, though. Like, they did it in a way that I find fascinating, and I don't think is wrong, where they knew they could develop pitching, and they know they could do that side of it, and so what did they do? They drafted a lot of hitters, and they spent a lot of prospects and in getting prospects and acquiring prospects that could hit. Like, but now it's on them to actually get these guys up to the big leagues and be able to perform.
What does the future look like for the Guardians? Do you think this is... Is this where the thing's going, or is it just where it's going right now, and LeBron wants to win on and off the court? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.